Mackay and the Wit Sundays, only way to wake up.
I can't get enough because it fits so right.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Got what I'm looking for.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast. We've got Did You Know on the way. We've also got details about the flooding that's happened lately.
Oh, lots of stuff around Mackay Whit Sundays when it comes to the rain. And it's not going to let up for a couple of days, I reckon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. It also meant that grandstand couldn't happen this Friday either.
Oh, I had to postpone the thing. Damn you, Mother Nature.
That's okay, though. It will happen. Here's today's podcast.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Been, what, 3 Mondays since we've done Dave's Did You Know's. Can't believe it's
been
that
long. Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Obviously, it only happens on a Monday. Tell us something we didn't know.
Well, Joe and Sarah Busserton. You may have known the name Busserton. They were one of the pioneers around Mackay and the Wit Sundays back in the 1900s. They ran sheep on St. Bees Island. They were the guys, yeah?
Yep.
Did you know that they also leased Brampton Island in 1916, right in the middle of World War One, and started breeding horses for the Indian Army?
Yeah, right.
Bit different, wasn't it?
Is there any more horses left there?
Oh,
like
good question.
Wild horses, if they're breeding them there, they might be something left.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Not the actual ones from the day, but
no, they'd be long gone by now.
Yeah.
But you never know.
I didn't know that horses all celebrated the same birthday.
Yeah, how is that?
I don't know. And, like, dumb me, because, again, I didn't know squirrels existed until last year. I thought they were fake. But I thought all horses were born on the same day. I'm like, that's weird.
So did I for a second then. But there you go.
There's something else you didn't know this morning.
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
What else you got for us?
Dogs. You love them, right?
Oh, love them. You can never have too many dogs.
I think I've got something here you would not know about dogs.
Okay.
Okay. Did you realise that they poo in alignment with the Earth's magnetic field?
What do you mean?
Well, they obviously go with that. You know how sometimes they turn away from you or turn to the side and everything? That's because they align themselves with a magnetic field. And apparently, it's to align their bowel and bladder movements, and they prefer to relieve themselves along a north-south axis.
See, I don't. That may be the case, but
listen to this.
But did you know?
I don't think that's true.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Because I've been told that when dogs do number twos,
yeah,
and they turn away from you, it's because they don't want you to watch.
Well, it's funny actually. They actually look at their owners a lot of the time to make sure that they're safe.
No, they look around to see that there's no predators coming.
Yeah, but
that's
they also
why they look around.
But they also look at you. So yeah, anyhow.
I'm the expert in dogs. I have that many of them.
Look that one up, though, okay, just in case.
No. I've got to go with my own theory.
There is a species of parasitic barnacles that infects male crabs, right? It gives them a sex change.
Yeah, right.
It goes from a male to a female crab. So there you go.
It seems to be something with the ocean because seahorses do the same
Listen
thing.
To this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
I think they're hermaphrodites, aren't they? They can change sex whenever they want, the seahorses. But this barnacle actually does it for crabs.
You're right.
So, yeah. Interesting, hey?
There's a line in there. I'm not going to say it about having crabs, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, you don't want the barnacles.
It just doesn't have the same ring. Your barnacles, your crabs. I don't know. There you go. That's Did You Know this week. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Rain on the way, especially around Wednesday, Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's one telltale sign that we all know of when it comes to the rain, and there's a lot more on the way. The ants are everywhere.
Thank God you're the only person, you're somebody else who's confirmed that for me. They have been everywhere. And I'm talking those, is it the little brown ones?
That's right, yes. Little buggers.
If you like, well, you wouldn't be able to do this because you're deaf as a doornail. But if you...
okay, sure.
If you try and hear them.
Yeah.
Or you try and listen, all you can hear is... Hard yakka. that old TV ad.
But how do you get rid of them? That's the thing. Because they're, like, even up on level 3, 123 Victoria Street, that's the Triple M building. On level 3, they're everywhere.
This is a legitimate question. How do they get up so far?
Must be a day trip.
Like, they're not pressing level 3 on the elevator, for crying out loud.
Well, who knows? But how do you get rid of them? That's the thing, because everything, I don't know about you, but everything I've tried, you just, they keep coming back.
Is there any home remedies to get rid of them? 1-333-53. Because I'm finding, this is a true story, we vacuumed the house last week.
Yeah.
But in the corner of the bedroom, there appears to what looked like a little sand castle.
Right.
Like in the corner of the room. Right. I'm not even lying. Like, it wasn't a huge thing. It was just a little pile of sand. And okay. I said to Jamie, oh, did we miss that part? So we vacuumed it again.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, there's another little sand castle there.
It's like their own little place where they dump all the stuff that they need, you know.
Yeah, but they're like coming inside, obviously, because of the rain, right?
Well, absolutely. So, other than a flamethrower, how do you get rid of the ants?
That's what we do not encourage that behaviour.
No, but you know what I mean. It's so hard to get rid of them. So, if you've got a remedy, can you share it with us? 1-333-53.
Because the you know what that you know stuff you put down in the lid of a soft drink bottle and put it on the side of the kitchen bench.
No,
that's not working.
Oh, really?
No.
Jeez, I'd just go with the canned stuff. Hit them with the old P-bar.
That doesn't work either. Because I've seen them like they're like the Walking Dead ants. They're like zombies coming out of because I've sprayed so much on them before.
Yeah.
Where it's like white foam.
So they're super human ants.
Like they're swimming in a pool of Peebo and they're walking out of it. Like it's 1-333-53. How do you get rid of the ants? Showers are bringing out the rain and of course they're bringing out the rain, but the ants are in forces at the moment.
Well, it comes hand in hand, doesn't it, really? They're just about everywhere. They infiltrate your house and you just can't get rid of them.
Now, there's different types of ants. If you're an ant fan, you've come to the right breakfast show.
This is anthology time.
Ant chat. You've got the big green ants.
Yeah.
Right, and then you've got the little tiny brown ones. They are everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, and they're so hard to get rid of, aren't
How
they?
Do you get rid of those? 1-333-53.
Okay, let's go to Peter, who's out on the roads, mates. Peter, your suggestion on how we can get rid of these ants.
Talcum powder. If you find where they're coming in, put down talcum powder. They won't cross talcum powder.
Why?
I don't know why, but that's just they won't cross talcum powder.
Jeez, that sounds so old-fashioned. Are they also wearing white singlets? Or
cheapest and easiest way to stop them coming in.
We're going to try. We're going to put these to the test this week. All right, we're going to put these to the test. Thank you, Pete. Thanks for the call. On our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays.
Well, Brett, we can't nuke them because that's just too expensive. It's not in the budget. But ant dust, Christy says. I don't even know what... Do you know what ant dust is?
I thought ant dust was the stuff that was they left behind, like what I'm vacuuming up.
Michael says honey and borax and a little bit of water mixture. Let's try that, Michael.
What is it? Borax.
Borax,
is that
honey.
The same thing as soda? Bicarb soda?
Good question. No idea.
Okay, 1-333-53.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, for your ants, all you need is in Talon. Gel, and it gets rid of them.
Talon gel.
Yeah, if you get it in oil where the pets and all that are, and it's just it's like a syringe, and you put it where the nest stand is, and then kills them.
Where do you find the nest, though? I don't know about you, but I can never find the nest.
Well, you're not supposed to. If you put it out, the ants pick that stuff up and carry it to the nest, and then they all die. And then we sound terrible, don't we? I've just realised how bad we sound by taking it back. Take this back to the nest and feed it to your hundreds and then kill them all.
Okay.
But it needs to happen, because honestly, they're just everywhere at the moment.
Surprised with the talcum powder, but yeah, we've got to give it all a go. Because
have to start charging rent.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Actually, I was just reading the Daily Mercury.
Yeah, I noticed that. What's going on? What's in there?
You're going to laugh. So I'm trying to do the quick crossword here. Sorry, I've just sidetracked the show.
Okay, you're in crosswords now. Okay.
I'm doing the... How old am I? I shouldn't say that. Shouldn't say 50 because Dave's 50. I don't do crosswords often, and this is why.
Right.
I've come down to one word. Maybe our brains trust can help out. 1-333-53.
Okay.
Now, this one is pauses. Another word for pauses.
Pauses?
It's got 10 letters in it.
10?
Yes.
I was going to say stops. Pauses.
It's got 10 letters.
Okay.
23 across.
Stops. That's 10. Oh, it's got to be the one word, doesn't it? Can't have two. Okay. Right.
S-S-S-S-T-T-T-T-O-O-O-O-P-P-P-S.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. That's a shame because you would have nailed it straight away then. Okay. 10 letters.
10 letters across.
Yeah.
10 letters across, and it's another word for pauses. What the hell is with these games? They always say, oh, this is great for your brain matter. No, it's not, because I'm dumb.
No.
I don't know those words. The other ones around, it's not too hard. I can work those out. But
yeah, right. It's just that one.
Yeah. Okay. 1-3-3-5-3, if you can help us out. We're not allowed to Google. They've actually shut down Google.
Yeah.
From our studios here in the radio station for the breakfast show period.
For obvious reasons. They want us to want to make us out to look dumb, basically.
And they don't have to try hard. Ten across. Ten letters across. Number 23 across. Maybe you've done this crossword with the Daily Mercury.
10 letters.
1-3-3-5-3.
No idea.
I'm just getting roused on now for taking over the breakfast show without trying to find the answer for this this crossword. I've now used our platform for our job to try and work out a word in the crossword in the Daily Mercury.
Well, you know, you're getting old when you start doing the crosswords.
They always say you do these to challenge your brain matter.
Yeah.
I've tried one and I'm like, nah, I'm out. It's 23 across.
Okay.
In the latest crossword that I've been doing on the Merc.
Yeah.
And it's got 10 letters in it.
Sure.
And I don't know a 10-letter word that could also be subbed in for pausing.
Well, you and me both, actually. So let's just open up the phone lines. 1-3-3-5-3. Let's just use it.
Who Phil, goes you first?
Phil, mate, what do you reckon it is? What's the word?
Motionless.
1-2-3-4-5-6.
Motionless.
7-8-9. That fits.
But then 14 down says point of view.
You never gave me 14 down, mate.
Oh, no, but I'm just trying to see if it fits. I'm trying to see if it fits with the other words, because 14 down is point of view, and that has 7 letters. Point of view.
Well, there's a couple of O's there and an I.
P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N. See, that doesn't fit either. I'm screwed.
Craig, at West Mackay.
I'm screwed.
Can you help us out here?
Hesitated.
1-2-3-4
Craig,
five,
are you walking right now this time of the morning?
Yes.
Oh, God. You must have a very busy, hectic schedule to be listening to us while exercising.
I wouldn't call it exercising.
Okay. Hey,
does it fit?
No, it doesn't. It's 9.
Oh,
have you got? Like, let's just put an extra D on the end.
That's Mackay.
I'm still none the wiser. Craig, thank you. 14 down is point of view, and it has 7 letters. What's another word for point of view? 7 letters. Position, P-O-S-T-I-O-N. P-O-S-I-T-I... Oh, no, it's not. I can't spell.
Okay, this is the reason why we... First Monday back in a long time.
We're straight off the script. We're straight off our show plan. See, and this is what happens.
To Jamie, our producer, mate, this is the reason why you shouldn't always give us Google, okay? So we don't have to bring this to air.
Not even sorry about doing this. If you're not going to give us that, then that's fine. All right, if you can help us out, go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. I've been overwhelmed with phone calls about this crossword. We're going to wrap it up a few minutes ago. People still calling through. I've got stuck on a word. 10 letters, another word for pauses.
Okay. Donna in Bukesha might be able to help you out. Donna, got an idea?
Well, I was thinking it could be postponing, and then the point of view could be opinion.
Oh.
Okay.
You're a smart cookie.
Sunday morning.
No, you're smarter than I am, I can tell you. 1-3-3-5-3. Thank you. We'll put that to the test to make sure it does fit.
Jai, what do you reckon?
Well, 14 down will be opinion.
Opinion.
And hesitation for pauses.
Okay.
Hesitation. Oh, that might fit, yeah.
All right, I'll try that one. Thank you. Getting quite a few responses on this one.
Judy in Proserpine, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Do you play the crossword often?
No.
Okay, like me. so what do you got for us? What words do you think would fit?
Seven down is opinion.
It seems like everyone's got that one, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we got that one. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't fitted in yet, but I think, everyone's saying the same thing.
I think it's opinion,
thing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I don't know about the other one, though.
Well, that's your opinion. thanks for the call, Jenny. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, all right,
thank you. See ya. All right. Thank you for the calls, folks, this morning. Appreciate it.
Is it going to help her?
This is enthralling radio.
Dave in the morning.
Now, we love our Mackay Whitsunday region, but sometimes those people that also love it have to leave us, like our next guest, Taz Weber from Mackay Isaac Tourism. Mates, you're leaving us. We're not happy about it.
Thanks, guys. It's been 6 years that I've been here, and I think, you know, we've done a lot over those 6 years. So, but the time was for a new challenge and taking up a new role in Brisbane, you know, 10 years before the Olympics and head of tourism for the Brisbane region.
Well, our loss is their gain, but you've brought a lot to our region, and not just yourself, but your team as well. You've worked really hard to bring some things. What are the highlights for you walking away from our region? What are the highlights for you personally that you've created or done?
Yeah, well, really, I mean, I suppose when I first came in 2016, tourism wasn't a big thing in Mackay. So to really see that turn around, the Wallaby experience, and seeing that go from about 2,000 people a year to about 30,000 people a year,
wow,
was a really significant change. And that really put, I suppose, Mackay on the map. And then also working up and down with, you know, Wildcat and a number of different products like that. So getting invited for the first time in this region, getting invited to go to a Queensland on tour in Europe. So we got invited to go to Europe to represent Queensland. So, yeah, there's been some really big highlights that I've really enjoyed and really loved my time here. The operators are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the local people are just amazing. And what a beautiful region we got.
What are you hard to sell it.
Yeah, well, no, it wouldn't be, no, because, I mean, we live in paradise around here. With the new role, what does that mean for you personally, but also for maybe the Whitsundays and Mackay as well, because we got to get something out of this.
Yeah, we got to get something out of it. I know you're working for Brisbane, but please make it for us too.
I'll always represent. Don't you worry about that. I'll always have a soft spot in my heart. There's no two ways about it. I mean, my boy was born here, so he's got a 6-year-old son who was born here. So, you know, we'll always have a soft spot for Mackay. And I suppose, you know, 10 years out from the Olympic Games, my role down there will be really about trying to set up tourism and try to get that extended length of stay. And I suppose what we've done here, you know, building new product and really getting it on the map. So, yeah, that'll be my role down there. And, you know, hopefully I can get something to come up for the Olympics up here.
Sounds good to us.
Tours of Wally Lewis's mansion.
Sounds good to me.
It's like celebrity spotting.
What? Where's his mansion?
Oh, I don't know. That could be on, like, the cards there. I mean,
oh, gotcha. In Brisbane, you mean?
Yeah, in Kerri-Ann Kennelly's house there. Does she still live there?
No, she's in Sydney.
Okay.
She used to go to Sandgate High School, same as mine years ago. Not at the same time. Clearly, we're not the same age.
See, we're getting ideas here. Celebrity spotting tours.
I know, that's terrifying, actually.
We'll have to catch up once a week so I can get the ideas and keep going. So.
Well, we gave you an idea. You were just telling us off the air that we fooled you with our April Fool's Day prank with the hot air balloon in the Pioneer Valley.
Yeah, you got me real good. And, you know, I had I'm the tourism guy, and I didn't know about this. So I was saying that to my wife, and then on my way to work, I found out that, yeah, it was a prank. Oh, it's April 1st, isn't it?
So sorry about that. Actually, no, we're not. Mate, you've brought something special to Mackay Whitsundays, and I know that it's going to be left in the capable hands of the team that you've created, but we're going to see, it's going to be sorry to see you go. You've done some great stuff around our region, and thank you for including us over the years as well with, you know, the kangaroos and the wallabies on the beach and that kind of thing. It's just been an absolute highlight for us too, so.
Yeah. So thank you, and thanks for all the support. Over the years, you guys have always supported me and the team, so really thank you so much for everything you've done, and it's going to miss you. And I've also, you know, I've got your bottle of wine with your face on it, mate, so don't worry.
Yeah,
we are sipping away at that, so, yeah, don't you worry about that.
Just make sure you give it to somebody else to taste first, because we've been told it's probably not the best wine in the world.
It tastes like vinegar.
It tastes like Dave's feet. Taz, as always, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Jay and Dave in the morning!
That smell of rain.
What smell of rain?
You know that dirt smell? It's kind of like it's kind of like a smell before the rain hits, if that makes sense. Does that make any sense?
When it just starts, yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
But not during the main part of the rain.
Do you know, 1 in 10 people can smell rain?
Seriously?
Yeah. I thought everybody, if you can't smell rain, if you've never been able to smell rain before, call us 133353.
Are you talking about the actual rainfall itself, or just when it starts?
Like,
because that's like the
just
dust
that smell
and the
of
dirt.
Rain. No, the smell of rain. Like it's
See, I think
it's hard to, yeah.
Yeah, see, I think everyone can smell the dirt when it first starts, but afterwards, no.
Who is not being able to smell rain?
Well, I can't.
But you say the dirt you can smell.
The dirt when it first starts, absolutely, yeah. But the smell of rain itself.
One out of every 10 people can smell the rain. However, can't smell the geosmin. I'm just going to say if that's the name. I don't know.
Spell it out for us.
G-E-O-G-O-G-E-O-S-M-I-N.
Okay, I'll leave you up with you. Geosmin.
133-53 is a phone up this morning. Can you smell? Can you not smell the rain? I thought everybody could smell the rain. Rain, I can smell it. Like, you can smell it. I know the dirt smell you're talking about.
Yeah.
But before the rain even hits, you can smell that. I can't describe it.
That's because it doesn't happen.
I thought everybody was able to smell it. 133-53. Gene's called.
Gene, can you smell the rain or not?
Nah.
Nah, I didn't think so either. Yeah.
I thought everybody could smell the rain.
Nah, it's fallacy.
Now I'm going to be sitting there all day thinking that I'm the only person who could do this. 133-53 is a phone number. Can you smell the rain or not?
Mm. We'll go to Sean now. Sean, can you smell the rain?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And how? When do you smell it? Is it like just before it hits?
Yeah, before it comes to, before it hits, yes.
Yeah, right.
It's like a dirty smell, I understand that, but the rain itself, when it really starts to come down, can you smell that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anybody.
I can tell when it comes, when the black cockatoos come.
Yes, actually, it's funny you say that. There's I think it was like on Shakespeare Street, there was a power line there the other day.
Yeah.
It had like four black cockatoos on it.
Right.
Which means 4 days of rain.
Okay.
I'm predicting that anyway.
Hello, Triple M.
Hello.
Hey, can you smell the rain?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And what does it smell like?
I don't know. It's same as you, Jay. It's hard to sort of explain, eh? It's like, I don't know.
When it first starts hitting the pavement, it's like a dirty smell, but that's about it.
No, it's not a dirt smell. It's almost like...
It
smells fresh, but it's not... I don't get it. I don't know either.
But yes, I can smell it. Just before it starts and then when it starts coming down.
Thank you.
All you guys are weird.
Can you smell ants by chance?
Yes, I can, yep.
Okay.
When you, like, squeeze them and stuff, you can smell them. And then, yeah, when they're, like, around.
Here's a word of advice for you. Never ask the Prime Minister if you can smell ants because he thinks you're an idiot.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
I've just about had it with my dogs.
Why? What's going on?
When it rains, they just pee on the bloody cement.
Hang on, what? Hang on.
They will not go out in the grass. If the grass is wet... Wet feet? No, won't do it. They'll just do... I don't allow them. I come home from work.
Yeah.
There's a puddle of pee on the cement.
So why won't they do their business on the grass?
Because they don't like their feet to get wet.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even lying. I don't know whether it's a breed thing, but I'm telling you now, it's frustrating.
Are you... It's frustrating. All of them? Seriously?
Yeah, the Dachshunds and the Cocker Spaniels.
How are you training your dogs?
It's got nothing to do with training. They are trained dogs. Well, Harley is. The other's a bit desirable. But Harley is a trained dog. But even he will not go out on the grass when the grass is wet.
Jeez.
I don't know what it is with dogs.
Hang on a second. Don't say all dogs, because my Candy, she would go out in the rain no problems whatsoever. She'd get her feet wet and everything. Not a
problem.
That's
the minority. That's not... I'm telling you now, that's a small group of dogs. There is not too many dogs who are doing that.
I think you've just trained yours to be precious.
Excuse me.
No, that's what it is.
133-53, do you have a dog that pees on the cement when it's raining?
You just allowed it to happen.
I haven't allowed it at all. It actually frustrates the hell out of me, but they just continuously do it. I'm not home to police it, but whenever you turn up at home... I can see it there. I'm like, what on earth? Why? Why are we doing this still? So Harley's like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. So obviously all the other dogs have learned from him that it's okay. So that's your...
It's not.
That's
you. It's a rain thing.
It's not a rain thing.
133-53. What sort of breed of dog do you have? Just to prove that it's not just this style of dog. is it trained? Is it not? Doesn't matter if it is or not. But does it pee on the cement when it's raining? Does your dog refuse to go out in the grass when it's wet?
So it doesn't like getting the feet wet?
No. I don't know why. I'm tempted to buy some gumboots for the dogs, to be honest. So they don't have to worry about the feet being wet. Highly frustrating. It's raining, obviously. Dogs around Mackay with Sundays, they don't like weeing on the grass when it's wet.
I'm calling BS on that one. I think it's just your dogs. That's what it is.
It's not. I guarantee you it's not. Let's take some calls. 1-triple-3-5-3.
To Rural View first. Josh, mate, does your dog not like getting its feet wet?
I don't, but my mum does. She's got a poodle that likes to do both businesses on the concrete when it rains.
So, obviously, it is a training thing, isn't it?
Oh, no, yeah, the dog's trained pretty well, but as soon as the grass is wet,
yeah. It's
all on the concrete.
Yep, see, this is what I'm trying to say.
What?
Like, you can have the most trained... I don't know, maybe they just don't like the feeling or something, but, yeah, they'll be like, nuts, stuff that for a joke, I'll just lay my cable here.
When it's raining, she'll be out in the rain trying to eat the rain, but won't get her feet wet to go to do a business.
That is weird.
This is insane.
Your dog's trying to eat the rain?
Yeah, as soon as it rains, she's out there with her mouth open.
Oh, wow.
We are talking about the dog here, right?
Yeah.
My God. All right. Thank you for that, mate. 1-triple-3-5-3. That is hilarious. Does your dog hate getting its feet wet?
Diana's in Worcester. Diana, have you got a dog that doesn't like getting their feet wet?
Yeah, that's right. We've got two dogs. One's a little Maltese Shih Tzu, and the other one's a Jack Russell cross Maltese Terrier. And any sign of rain or dew or anything, and I'm not going on that grass. They just go and wee on the cement.
Now, Dave's dog that he had was a Jack Russell as well, and he said it's a training or it's a breed. Now, you're saying the Jack Russell also pees on the cement.
Yeah, well, she's the worst for it, actually. I mean, like I said, even if it's like a heavy dew or the grass is even a little bit cold, it's like she doesn't go anywhere near it. She just pees on the cement.
So, really, it's not the breed. It's just down to the training. Nobody's trained their dogs properly.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
No, she normally does pee on the grass. She's just different. She just wants to be different.
I think my dogs are the same, too. Like, they're trained, but they just, when it comes to rain on the grass, they're like, nut, you get stuffed. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, thanks for your call. See, I'm glad I'm not in alone.
Oh, my God. I just saw the message on Facebook from Sonny. Raincoat on and hold an umbrella and still doesn't want to go outside.
My neighbour where I used to live in Andergrove used to carry their dog with both arms out. Hang on. So that it would poop mid-air. So she's holding the dog, so it would poo on the grass in the middle of the rain.
Stop the world, I want to get off.
Well, it's on our Facebook page.
Wow.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Shrek the Musical, it plays at the Met. Get your tickets online at themet.com.au for May 19 to the 21st. Jay is a special guest appearance there. And also our next guest plays Pinocchio, Georgia from Mackay Musical Comedy Players. Hello.
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 I'm a real boy.
Yeah.
That is one of the best favourite lines of the show, I reckon. I'm a real boy.
Yeah.
We don't want to give away too much, but because you are the perfect person cast for Pinocchio. Is it fun? Thanks.
It's, so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember doing the audition process and people were asking, you should do Donkey, you should do Donkey. I'm like, Pinocchio is it.
You were definitely Pinocchio. And I don't want to give a special... I don't want to give anything away, but you need to come see the show because something does happen to Pinocchio's nose.
Yeah.
You've got to see it to believe it.
Yes. Is this a prosthetic one, is it?
It's,
Or is it you got like a little hand pump or something and it...
Oh, my God.
You can't give away too much.
Hey,
you can't give away too much.
Okay.
But anything you thought that was possible with this show... Throw it out the window because I'm telling you now.
I tried method acting, my nose didn't grow.
So how long, like the process, we know that we've been rehearsing for a few months now, but the cast, I would say, and I think you would agree, the cast has been perfectly cast.
Yeah.
Like everybody is suited to their roles, right?
Yeah. And for people that know Shrek as well, once they see it like on stage, they'll just get like everyone like in their roles.
Yeah.
And even the costumes are just, amazing. in our sets as well. Like, it just adds to the whole picture. It's, yeah.
It's now, amazing show. Pinocchio, it's obviously a wooden character and you've got to move a certain way.
Yes.
Have you got all that down pat as well?
Yes, there's lots of studying like C-3PO and whatnot, because I noticed that his arms are always like here, like near his like chest here.
Yeah.
And I felt like when I was doing like the lines and the scenes, it was naturally like that's where, you know, because like from my elbow joints, knee joints, I have to do lots of movement there because the costume I have, the joints are painted on.
Right.
Because it's, where this whole, like, unitard that's got, like, wood grains and everything painted in. So if I do lots of movement there, it makes the costume look even better.
I know radio's an audio medium, but can you just show me how you...
Yeah. Oh, my God. You wait until you see the costume, The costume is amazing. Kate Hardford and Carol as well.
Carol Forbes.
I'm telling you now. These people are amazing when it comes to costumes. Wait until you see the... Well, again, I'm not going to give away anything. But,
and they're volunteers as well.
Exactly
That's
right.
That's what we've got to say. Yeah,
exactly right. But you wait until you see the dragon, right? The dragon...
The dragons, yeah.
...is amazing. Like, the whole thing is amazing. Right. I know I'm biased because I'm part of the show and part of the club, but it really is a show. You've got to grab your tickets. We're going to give some away to win. Shows are?
Shows are the 19th to the 21st of May. And on our Saturday matinee after the show, you'll get to meet with Shrek, Donkey, Fiona, and me.
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
But we can't work him away too much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way, what did you think about the facial shave this morning for Papa Bear?
Oh, disturbing. Like, it was
just... Oh, my God. I felt the same. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
It'll be all worth it, though. Hey.
Things you do for your
Thursday night, guys. It's on the Thursday night.
Papa Bear, one time only. Get your tickets now through Mecca Box Office. Mackay Musical Comedy Players presents Shrek on stage at the Entertainment Centre, Georgia. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Sorry,
I should say Pinocchio.
Oh, it's all right. Jay and Dave
in the morning. Holy Grail. Good times. Greatest hits. Jay and Dave. Quarter to six. 23 degrees. Bacasia. Mackay Musical Comedy Players presents Shrek, the musical, at the Entertainment Centre. Dave, coming up in, May 19th through the 21st. One of the cast members joining us live in our studio later this morning.
That's next week.
Yes, actually. So
come around quick.
I've got, today's a day that I have to shave my beard off because I'm in the show as one of the characters and I've got to be I've got to be hairless.
Oh, that just didn't sound right.
I've got to be hairless.
Okay, so which character are you playing? Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, I'm playing. It's just it's not a huge role, but it's just Papa Bear. But they need to use the face, put the makeup on, and the rest of it. So.
Yeah, right. So how much makeup is there? Like, is prosthetics and everything? Or like
No. It's just painted on, but I've got to lose it today.
See, so. I would have thought the beard would have been good for Papa Bear. You know, having that hair there already.
They've got to put makeup over the top of it.
Ah, right, okay.
So that's not going to be a good one. So,
okay, so...
I'm going to do it now.
Oh, really?
I brought the already watch this, okay.
Oh, this is not going to be nice.
Dave hates this every time I shave my beard.
You look like a man-child. Like, you look so young without a beard.
If you just tuned in right now and you're hearing this, you're thinking that something else is going on.
That's not that.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Holy crap, that's gone quick.
It's been over 2 years since I've had no beard.
Yeah. The funny thing is... And I know you don't like them, but your dimples come out straight away.
Why did you have to say that? You know, that's the one thing I actually... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know you hate it.
I look like I'm 10.
You look... Oh, my God. If you just leave the mo...
Should I leave the mo?
You look like something, like a certain movie star.
Do you like, shave...
On a regular basis? No.
No, do you shave up against the grain or with the grain?
I go with the grain, which is weird, because when I was first starting off, you'd go against the grain, wouldn't you?
I wasn't taught how to shave. I just got these clippers from the that hair place in Caneland.
Right.
What's it called? The shaver shop.
The shaver shop, yeah. You don't use your dog's ones?
Like clippers to clip your face off? No.
At a pinch, you never know.
No way. How's it looking? What do I look like? I can't see myself, really.
Oh, my God. Now the mutton chops are going off.
Well, I can't see what's happening. Tell me what's happening. Well, should I get rid of the moustache?
I think you have to. Okay. Because it just looks, you look like one of the village people at the moment. Okay, if you've just tuned in, we don't have a life. We do everything on the show. Okay,
there you
so
go.
It's all off now. Oh my God.
Instant regret.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, that needs to come back on as soon as possible.
And we're filming a TV commercial next week.
No, we're not. Not anymore.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Just on the schools he just mentioned, there's been no school closures as of yet. So if the kids are trying to pull a swift one on you, you're well informed, okay?
I think we're going to be safe to say that the schools will probably remain open today. If that does change, we'll certainly update it. Interesting, though, I was reading the Mercury this morning.
Yeah.
St. Francis Xavier Catholic Primary School in West Mackay advised it be open today. Parents who felt more comfortable leaving kids at home should do so, but students attending could wear wellies.
What are wellies?
That's my point. What the hell are wellies? What? I don't get what...
Wellies?
Yeah. W-E-L-L-I-E-S.
Don't they mean volleys, like the Dunlop volleys, like the sneakers?
No, well, it says wellies. I don't know what the hell...
Wellies?
1-3-5-3, what are wellies? It must be a new fashion or something. I have no idea. But
possibly.
Yeah, Welling. Wellington?
Wellington.
Is that short for Wellington? I don't know. I have no idea.
You're asking the wrong person here, dude. Seriously.
We'll take your calls up in just a moment if you've got an idea of what wellies are. We sound so uneducated on the show. I was talking about the...
St. Francis Xavier. Their kids are allowed to wear...
Wellies today.
Yeah.
Mackay kids are.
Is that like Mufti Day, is it? Like where you can wear whatever you want.
What the hell is Mufti Day?
Oh, where you can wear your normal clothes instead of a uniform.
What I'm sick and tired of is New South Welshmen, Victorians, Tasmanians, everybody else flocking to Queensland. I can understand why you're coming to Queensland. It's better than your rubbish state.
Yeah.
But leave your vocabulary there.
Why? What do you call it then?
Mufti Day?
Yeah.
That's a free dress day.
Oh, same deal.
What the hell is... What is Mufti?
I don't know. That's what we used to call it.
Same person who came up with Mufti comes up with wellies. What the hell is a wellie? There's a joke in that, but I'm not going to say it. It's a wet willy. 1-3-3-5-3 is a phone number.
Hello, Triple M.
Morning, Jay and Dave. It's Rob here.
Hey, Rob. How are you, brother?
Good, mate. Just ringing up about the wellies.
Yeah.
Yeah, just letting you know that wellies is gum boots in England, I think.
A what?
Gum boots in England. Why are we saying wellies here in Mackay, then? That's my question.
Yeah.
Nobody's using that term here. Anyway, okay.
There.
Well, education. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Okay.
See you, mate.
It's like Mufti Day. Leave it at the borders of each state and territory.
So wellies are gum boots or galoshes.
It's so weird.
1-3-3-5-3, Nicole from Mount Pleasant is on the phone. Nicole, we just found out wellies are gumboots, is that right?
Gumboots.
Where did the word wellies come from?
I don't know. It could be maybe, I've known them as wellies or gumboots. My daughter, she's 3, she's been wearing her gumboots to daycare every day for weeks to jump in the puddles, but normally you'd wear them to keep your feet dry.
Well, we know what gumboots are. We didn't know they were called wellies.
Okay. They were called wellies.
All right.
Okay. I'm like in my 40s and I've known that all my life. Born in Queensland. But my mum's from New Zealand, so I don't know if it's a New Zealand thing.
Maybe it is.
We used to call them galoshes.
1-3-3-5-3 is a phone number this morning.
To Jason and Eaton. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Education we've just received is wellies are gumboots. But where the hell did the word wellies come from? Why aren't we just saying gumboots?
I'm not too sure, mate. I think it might be an English term, but wellies are definitely gumboots.
Okay. Can we just come down to one specific... Let's just call it one thing only.
It sounds the same, doesn't it? So why not?
It's like texter, marker, felt pen. Like, just have the one darn word, Nico. That's what it is here in Queensland. So, thank you, mate, for clarifying that for us.
Good on you, mate.
See ya.
See ya. How dumb do you feel now?
Very dumb. Very dumb. There's today's podcast, folks. And don't forget, we can catch us live on 98.7 in Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays, and broadcasting live on this very app you're listening to us right now, the Listener app, weekdays from 5:30.